Cape Talk. A worldview from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Better late than never, but Adam Gilchrist joins us for a worldview. Thanks for us trying to get hold of you during this time, Adam. But thanks so much for coming on.
Not at all. I was just making way for Miss South Africa, which I think is always a good thing.
She was absolutely a delight. But there's been drama in the English Channel after a Nigerian stowaway is trying to seize a ship.
Yeah, it's as some are calling it, an attempted hijacking. We don't have the full details, and actually we might never get the full details because it was British Special Forces who got involved, and you don't always get a lot of detail on what Special Forces are up to. We know that the Special Boat Service, the SBS, were called in. They boarded this oil tanker. Essentially, the alarm went off when this tanker began to go round in circles. It eventually dropped anchor off the Isle of Wight in you know, the very busy English Channel, not terribly far off the coast. Seven stowaways have been discovered. It's thought they'd turned violent and to some extent were trying to take over the ship. The crew had withdrawn to the secure area, the Citadel. So it's all a bit Captain Phillips at this stage. If you've seen the Tom Hanks film, Captain Phillips, it's all a bit along those lines. The SBS got called in. They boarded the tanker, four helicopters, and probably within seconds, certainly within a couple of minutes, they had taken back control of the tanker. The stowaways, possibly Nigerian asylum seekers, are in police custody, but there are some questions to answer still.
I wonder when last there was cases of piracy in waters around the United Kingdom.
Oh, good question. Yeah. If anything, immediately. I mean, obviously, waters around the world, it does happen, but this close to us, I think it's been some time.
We move to Turkey now, and Turkey's French insult, and it's causing a major rift between Paris and Ankara.
Yeah, France has recalled its ambassador, which is always a bit of a thing. I mean, to most of us, you think that's not much, but the recalling of an ambassador is a bit of a big deal because it's basically a severing of ties. I mean, what's the next step? You declare war or something? But it's because of a fallout over France's attitude towards Islam, or specifically towards more extreme Islamists. And so the Turkish president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, essentially insulted the French president, Emmanuel Macron, saying that he needed a mental health check, suggesting that Mr. Macron had some sort of mental health illness for pledging to defend secular values and fight radical Islam. There's this whole thing about cartoons. And, of course, as we know, the French teacher who was murdered, the Charlie Hebdo attack, the Bataclan theatre atrocity, and there's this freedom of expression thing, which most countries would defend to the hilt, and Emmanuel Macron absolutely has. But it's very controversial, the standing by of the depiction of Mohammed in cartoon form. Or indeed, France is a country that has also banned the burqa, famously. So there's no love lost, really, between France and Turkey generally, except we're talking about two NATO allies. And that begins to pull at the foundation of that organization, therefore.
And the principle of NATO is that anyone who is attacked, everyone else is duty-bound to come and defend. And, you know, and if two NATO allies, you know, get into a tussle, who then supports who? I want to move on to the Welsh shopping question. And I must say, it resonates here in South Africa, because what we've been through is sort of is in the past and our lockdown, a ban on non-essential items. That's now happening there in Wales, where people are being left baffled about what is considered essential and what is not.
Absolutely. And it will have had you scratching your head thinking, is that really essential? Is that really non-essential? And they're doing exactly that in Wales, and will be for the next 10 days or so, because although supermarkets and superstores are all open, in some cases they're refusing to sell certain things or closing off certain aisles and draping plastic sheeting over things that they think they cannot sell. So, for instance, in Wales currently you cannot buy, because they're all considered non-essential, clothing, children's clothing, bedding, books, electronic goods, any kind of card, birthday card, Christmas card, whatever, telephones, toys, and games. Essential items that you can buy include building supplies, livestock, bicycles, pets, and all alcohol, which is slightly different perhaps from your own experience. I don't know, have they got their priorities right?
Well, things are slowly getting better, but wait till they come for your rotisserie chickens, Adam.
It'll never happen in Wales.
Oh, goodness. And I know how much you love a meat pie. Rotisserie chickens and meat pies were no-no in South Africa for a good 2 months.
Gosh, yeah, I can't imagine a Welshman getting through a week without a pie of some sort. No.
Adam Gilchrist, he joins us again tomorrow for a Worldview.